You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Travel day. That's the biggie. Paul, you just reported what AAA said 60 million Americans will be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And TSA lines at Pittsburgh International. Well, right now they're manageable. They've been as high as 2-hour waits, which may shock a lot of people. But the fact is that they are sending people upstairs, and I'm not sure they are saying we're busier in Pittsburgh because we have more flights. Airlines have added more early flights, so it's actually just a numbers game. But if you look at Pittsburgh International, they reached a milestone on June 24th. Security agents handled more passengers that single day than ever before in our airport's history. According to Bob Kierlik, the spokesperson, nearly 20,000 people flowed through the checkpoint that particular Monday, but some passengers reportedly waited well over 2 hours in the security line that stretched into the hallway.
My goodness.
Entering the landside terminal. So they made some adjustments that kick in Monday.
Monday the 8th, you'll be going upstairs to do TSA pre-check. And the regular lines will be downstairs.
Yeah, and that's between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. Now, part of the issue is some of the airline desks on the ticketing level don't open early enough. So people are trying to get there if you have a particularly early flight. So as a stopgap measure, airport officials still telling people in those early hours in particular, 2.5 to 3 hours is before your scheduled departure is when you're being recommended to arrive at the airport.
What all this means to me, if I were making travel plans to fly somewhere this year, I would have shot for, knowing what I know now, I would have shot for flying out on the 2nd and then coming back on the 6th or the 7th.
I've actually flown twice on July 4th, and it was a breeze.
Yeah, the actual day itself is right. No problem. It's like Christmas Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that, or very few. So today, of this record travel week, we are anticipating the single busiest day. So if you are traveling by air, give yourself a little breathing room because it otherwise ratchets up the anxiety while you're waiting.
Well, now, in terms of the weather, Larry, most everyone wants to know, you know, is it going to rain on the fireworks or not?
Yeah. So we're going to check in with AccuWeather in the next half hour. Meantime, there is a chance of some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. And you're saying that the biggest chance of that is south of the city.
Yeah. What they're saying on the Weather Service page, Larry, is showers and storms in the forecast tonight through the 4th. There'll be a lull in activity on Thursday morning into the afternoon, with showers and storms returning in the later afternoon and evening tomorrow. And the highest potential for those to interrupt fireworks plans will be west and south of Pittsburgh. But they're uncertain on the timing. It could be any time with the temperatures the way they are, right?
Right. City of Pittsburgh Independence Day celebration. Point State Park, 4 o'clock is when we kick off the music. TJ, the DJ, that's our guy. Fireworks Bonanza Mix, presented by People's Natural Gas and brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop Save-A-Lot, Bill D. Licenti and Associates in Southfield's Lincoln. And then also on Liberty Avenue, there'll be some festivities. And across the river, across the Allegheny on the PNC Great Lawn, the North Shore, they have things set up as well. And we are the official radio sponsor.
I swung through the grocery store
yesterday
to pick up some hot dogs. I wanted some hot dogs for the 4th of July, just in case the mood hits me for that.
Yeah.
And the ones that I would ordinarily buy were sold out. There wasn't one pack of them.
Sold out?
Yep. All the Hebrew National hot dogs were gone.
It's probably the biggest hot dog single day of the year. Now, National Hot Dog Day doesn't come till the 17th. But remember, Coney Island has that hot dog eating contest, but they won't have their superstar there.
No. Joey Chestnut has got a deal with somebody else now.
And he's getting
like a vegan hot dog. And so the people at Nathan's said, okay, well, that's over with, you're out of here.
Now, he is going to do a one-on-one breakdown with, who's the other guy?
Kobayashi.
Oh, look at you. He knows Kobayashi.
Yeah. And it's going to be several days after the 4th, I think, as well. But
right.
This is a YouTube presentation, if I remember right.
Yes. There's something for everyone.
They jumped on it the minute they found out that Chestnut wouldn't be on the 4th.
And also, just a footnote on Hurricane Beryl. It's steaming toward Jamaica, and they're preparing on that island.
Also the Cayman Islands.
For the worst. Because it, at one point, reached a Category 5 status, which is unheard of this early in the hurricane season. Normally, that wouldn't come till maybe mid-August.
It's a 3 now, right?
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's over the very warm, extremely warm waters that are the fuel for the storm. And it is projected to reach the northern tip of Mexico, just south of Texas, when it gets that far over the weekend.
And that's going to be sometime, I think, Monday. It first makes contact with the Mexican coastline there around Cancun on Friday. And the way that it's tracking right now, it's starting to bend more toward the southern tip of Texas. So there's a possibility, as we were just hearing in our newscast from David Parkinson with CBS, 25% of the forecast models are showing what would be left of the storm coming up into the 48 contiguous states.
As heavy, heavy rain. We experienced that years ago with Ivan, if you remember that. And the furries are here.
Yeah, baby.
Or will be arriving. I look out into the newsroom. I see our news editor, Pat Septak. I thought you were going to come dressed as Precious. No, not today. I'd be a manatee if I had to.
What a great story. I got to cover this back in May when Jared Bacher was on the program with you. And he said that once the dates were announced, this is before anything else happened, 11,000 hotel rooms were reserved in record time. In fact, the rooms were sold out in 24 hours. And they're expecting, while they're here, 14,000 people in all, for the event that starts tomorrow and runs through the 7th. Direct economic impact, $16 million.
That's why we love the furries. They bring $16 million into Pittsburgh.
You know how long they've been coming here?
I'm going to guess 10 years?
18 years.
18. All right. We got you covered. In fact, at 6:30, we're going to hear from John Cole, who is the public outreach director for Anthrocon. That's what's officially called, and everybody just calls it. The furries are here. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you. AUDACY anywhere you go, and you have the capability of a 24-hour rewind like a DVR on a TV, only this is your radio, and we've had a lot of big guests this week. You can always go back and listen to what they had to say, and we always appreciate what you have to say, so you can message us, email instantaccess@kdkradio.com. We all see what you send. You want to comment? You want to get something off your chest, make a suggestion, highly recommend you do that. And Paul, you said 18 years the furries have been coming here?
Almost 20 now.
Well, you're going to hear about a Japanese furry acrobat that is coming to Pittsburgh. Apparently, this is the first time in 18 years this type of performance. And they're gathering in the convention center. But you will see they have a parade schedule, and we'll get the details.
So let me see if I understand. This is a person from Japan.
Yes.
Who is a furry.
Yes.
But also an acrobat.
Correct. A furry acrobat from Japan. Harigato gozaimasu, tamadashi anata taksan kawaii.
Domo arigato.
Ohio. Got a couple of notes. People are talking about a stripper in Florida. She is suing the state because there's a new law that requires you to be 21 to work as any adult entertainment establishment. She's 19, which was legal at 18. She says it's a violation of her constitutional rights to be naked. Joining her in the suit are two strip clubs and a lingerie store. Employees found they were in violation with the new law. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill earlier this year, saying it would combat human trafficking.
So back to that constitutional thing, the constitutional right for nudity. I guess that would fall under the part where it says pursuit of freedom.
Well,
or happiness.
I think if God would have meant people to be naked, they would have been born that way. The price of a forever stamp is never forever. It's going up. And before you roll your eyes, 61% of Americans are still writing checks. That includes Gen Z and millennials, who write way more checks than Gen X does. According to USPS data, United States Postal Service, this is all part of their campaign, Delivering for America, a plan which is an effort to keep the post office in business. So in 2 weeks, stamp prices will go up from 68 cents, they'll go up a nickel to 73 cents a forever stamp.
I have not mailed a check in months, maybe once in the last year even.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, if you can do it free on your mobile apps and internet, pay bills and move money, and you no longer have to write checks, maybe the only reason you do is sending out an occasional birthday card or holiday card to friends and relatives.
I have some happy movie news for you, Larry.
Gladiator 2?
Beetlejuice sequel.
Is out, and it's in Venice, right?
It will premiere at the 81st Venice Film Festival on August 28th. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder will return. Wow.
What a talent Michael Keaton turned out to be. From Little Old Pit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pittsburgh. We used to go to Butya's out on Route 60.
I love the movie that he's in with Henry Winkler.
He's been in so many different roles.
Night
too.
Shift. What a fun movie.
That was his breakout movie.
That one part where he's trying to sell Henry Winkler on becoming pimps, and he changes it around to being love brokers.
We're love brokers.
But there is a Gladiator 2 coming out, I hear.
Oh, that's great. With Russell Crowe,
yeah,
again?
I just saw a flash of it. You know, I will get that information.
I wonder where they go with that. I mean, everybody's dead.
Right. That's right. That's a great
I guess
question.
It's going to have to be a new storyline back in history, yeah?
And today is International Plastic Bag Free Day. Who comes up with these? National Fried Clam Day.
Mm.
National Stay Out of the Sun Day and National Chocolate Wafer Day. And what was the one you had the other day that you made up? National Daiquiri Day?
National Frozen Daiquiri Day, right. When you hear fried clams, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Howard Johnson's.
Bingo.
Hojo's.
Yeah.
Used to get the fried clams.
And ice cream.
Well, whatever day it is, it's going to be hot. Like 90. After we had a beautiful Monday, right? 79, yeah. Sunny, low humidity. How about those Southwest 113 degrees in Las Vegas? That's the actual temperature, not a feels like. This is the Big K Morning Show, and we're going to keep you posted on everything that's going on here this holiday weekend in the Berg. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen, our anchor man and our team, and we had a chance to catch up with John Cole, who is the public outreach director for Anthrocon. The furries are here.
I am great, Larry. It is great to hear your voice again as well.
Appreciate you being on with us. Thanks for joining us. The first thing I heard is when you finally set the dates here in Pittsburgh, the hotel rooms went in minutes, 11,000 rooms. Boom.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't expect that. We had to reach out to additional hotels to start securing extra space. Right now, Anthrocon is going to be hosting attendees in 22 hotels downtown, and we are going to actually have six shuttle bus routes ferrying people around from the convention.
So take us through the process of what's going to go on while all the furries are gathered in Pittsburgh.
So there's going to be a lot going on, Larry. Starting on even the 4th of July, people are coming in earlier and earlier. A number of musicians, they're furry musicians that attend and support Anthrocon, they're going to be doing a free concert down at Market Square on the 4th of July between about 11:30 and 1:30. That is free to the public, and it's open to the public, so anyone there can join in. That's being done in conjunction with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. On the 5th, we're very fortunate to have a guest from Japan. He is an acrobat who performs in fursuit. He's going to be doing a stage performance, one day performance in the convention. So that is a ticketed event. You have to be a member of Anthrocon to do that. On Saturday, during the parade will happen right around 2 o'clock. But after the parade, not only will we have a block party going on, but Anthrocon has arranged to have a screening of the Don Bluth classic, The Secret of Nim, down at the Harris Theater on Liberty Avenue. That is something that people can purchase box office tickets from directly through the Harris Theater. There's a lot more that's going on. There are a lot of discounts and restaurants that are working with us. There are more and more things. We've got the Clipper Cruise Line that's going to be running cruises with fursuiters on it pretty much all weekend. Everybody is just super excited. We have over 12,000 people that pre-registered for the event. And to give you some scope, that or to some comparison, we had 13,500 that attended in total last year. So we almost hit that number just with pre-registration. So we're expecting well over 15,000 attendees this year.
John, will all of the attendees, I assume, at some point dress up?
Well, only about 20 to 25% of our attendees have costumes. They are very expensive. They can range anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 all the way up to $8,000 to $25,000 per costume.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so not everybody has one. A lot of people who have them, they love walking around with the block party, walking around Pittsburgh, taking photographs and, you know, meeting people. But for those that don't, a lot of our attendees are also artists, writers, musicians, stand-up comics. There's a lot going on both in downtown as well as in the convention. Some of our musicians might even be doing like free street performances during the block parties. You might see them. Our marching band that we have arranged will also be out there.
So, John, for those that don't know, they obviously very visual. It brightens up town. I mean, it's a cool thing to see. However, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that why do these people do this? What is the attraction?
You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of theories and questions about it. Essentially, it's a lot of fun. If you think about sci-fi conventions, why do people dress up as Star Wars or Star Trek characters? If you have anime conventions, why do people dress up as their favorite characters there? It's the same concept. The difference is all of those groups are what we call consumer conventions. You're consuming pre-existing work of someone else and you're cosplaying or costuming as their characters. Most of these people have created their own original character. And they dress up or draw pictures and commission artwork of the character they've created themselves. So they're considered producer. That's a producer convention rather than a consumer convention.
And is it too late for someone to sign up?
It is not. We had over 12,000 people pre-register, but anybody who wants to come to AnthroCon, whether you want a costume or just kind of take in some of the events, you can register on site. That will be happening at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Hall D. Prices will be listed on the website because they do go up just a bit when you do on site. We are anticipating somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 3,000 to 4,000 plus people will register on site. There's a lot of people to meet, a lot of great artists, a lot of musicians, and a lot of good times to be had. We're anticipating a banner year.
Gonna be the biggest ever. Already sounds like it is. John, I appreciate you jumping on this morning.
We do have people from all six inhabited continents that will be attending AnthroCon. We're working on Antarctica, but the penguins are having some visa problems. So we're working on that.
John Cole, we appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you. You take care, Larry.
You got it. Well, with fireworks everywhere for the last several years, legal in Pennsylvania, always a heads up. We heard from Dr. Daryl Jones, who's the Pittsburgh fire chief, you know, just cautioning people to be careful. And from Allegheny Health Network, we welcome Dr. Aria Abele. And Doc is with the AHN West Penn Burn Center in Bloomfield. Many people in this region recognize the work they do at the Burn Center there. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So obviously, I'm sure this heightens emergency room visits when it comes to burns due to fireworks. What have you seen in recent years in terms of firework burn injuries?
Well, unfortunately, we're not getting that much better regarding the prevention of the injuries. We still see every year a number of patients that show up either at the office or the ER with burns to their hands and faces, usually related to the use of sparklers or some other fireworks. So my goal here is to try to increase the awareness of people about the accidents that can happen from this.
Obviously, they can be and have been very dangerous if they're not handled safely, but it's a hard message to get through to some people, Doc.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is, of course, an activity that people enjoys and loves and wait for it. So, unfortunately, these accidents tend to happen. So we just ask people just to be careful when they're handling them.
So the question is, and I remember this as a child, when only sparklers were legal, we had a bucket of water, and of course you don't touch the end that was just lit, but sure enough, I remember burning my fingers. What is the first thing people should do if they are burnt by a sparkler or firework before, and hopefully they don't have to go to the hospital, but if it gets serious, what's the first thing you should do in that moment?
Well, immediately after the injury, we recommend the patients to cool the burn with some lukewarm water. You want to avoid direct contact with ice. And immediately after the accident, for a few minutes. After this, particularly if the injury seems to be severe or there are concerns, they should go to the hospital. Not to use any home remedies such as butter, toothpaste, or anything else, because in general, this does not help and may make the wound worse.
We have, and there have been obviously many anecdotes that people have, but you mentioned butter. I remember my grandmother burning, at a campfire, so put butter on it. I don't know why they would suggest that in the past, but you're saying no, lukewarm water.
Absolutely, yes. We don't know the reason either, but this is something that is very common, I will assume, for the soothing qualities of this.
Right.
And we recommend not to do it.
Aside from fireworks, other common burn injuries, I would imagine in a West Penn Burn Center, you see a lot due to grills. And speaking of fires, fire pits are really popular now, too.
Absolutely. This is another common cause of injury. And in this case, it has to do with people not taking care properly of these after the fire, the grill. Sometimes there are hot coals that children accidentally walk into, or even adults the next morning forgetting that there was a fire before. And we tend to see these injuries as well.
And One more question before you go, Doc. So back to treating burn in the moment. So you say the lukewarm water. What should you do after that before you would end up going to the emergency room if you feel that's necessary? You said wrap. Would you wrap it with something?
Absolutely. At this point, we recommend after that is done to wrap it with a dry sheath in order to prevent essentially decrease in temperature and other issues. What we do recommend not to apply these home remedies because those can make the wounds worse and potentially contaminate them and make the care more difficult.
Doc, appreciate your time. Hope you have a good 4th of July, and I hope it's very quiet for your sake and everybody else's. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
You got it. From Allegheny Health Network, you can always go to ahn.org or 412-DOCTORS. Great resource. Dr. Ariel Abele with the West Penn Burn Center in Bloomfield. Coming up, Rich Fitzgerald's going to be in studio. He's got a lot going on from the 10 counties he now works with and helps represent. And looking forward to our conversation every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.